Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do. Just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound. Safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found. Change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. One day at a time, free at last.
Well, hello, everyone. This is a product of Beverly Nation. This is the Jerry Petito Show. We're on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Guys, dial in, baby, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I am super, super excited about tonight's show. I cannot wait. I have two incredible guests, okay? Pam and Steve, and they go by Positivity Duo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hello, guys. You there?
How's things?
Things are really good. How are things with you guys?
Okay. I was just dancing to your opening number. I love that so much. I was all over the place.
So I want to, you know what, I want to tell everyone something about you, girlfriend, because when my book, I re-revised my book, but I revised it months ago. You were the first one to buy it revised, and you took a photo of it, and you posted it for me, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was very exciting for me, you know. I know it's celebrity.
Oh,
I had
cool.
to get to the bookstore. No, it's wonderful. So thank you. And I'm telling you, I love that opening song. I bet everybody was dancing. I was all over the room.
And, you know, I want to tell everyone else something else you guys did for me. Or do you want to tell them about one of my poems, what you did?
Oh.
Good. You wrote it.
Okay. So, of course, I love the book, and everybody should run out and buy it or log on and buy it. But I was just so inspired by, you know, some of the poetry. And then I asked you, would it be okay if we put one of them to music? So as usual, that's Steve Lucas here, who we'll talk to, I'm sure. Well, I wrote the music. And then with that, I put your words over it and sang the song. And I know you played it on the radio a few times. So it was a delight to have done that. It was a lot of fun, a great day.
Well, thank you, guys. It was Imagination of Wonder, and I was so
honored,
man. I know celebrities, okay? You guys are celebrities. I was so honored that you guys did that for me.
Well,
so thank
you.
Thank you, guys.
Very much.
I have a product line out now, fireteamdesigns.com, guys. Yep. So the funny part about my product line is, you can get a T-shirt, sweatshirt, mugs, tumblers, I mean bags, on and on. But I had them make masks, and I want to tell you guys this for a reason. So I told them that they could be customized, and anyone could have their name on it, on the logo that says, on a mask, on your face, I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass with the donkey butt. Okay?
There you go. Ooh. Cute.
Listen, I had to do it. So we have to have some humor brought into what's happening today out there.
Oh, yes.
No question.
And, you know, and I thought, if I can make this really funny, stupid mask and bring some, because people do smile under these masks, and we can tell. Your eyes change a little, and we know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought it would be really a funny, cute thing, and it was time to do it. But enough about that. So Pam and Steve, Positivity Duo. So first of all, tell everyone about you guys. Take a turn. Pam, you go first.
Well, okay. So let's see. This year I'm the tender age of 62, and and I've been at this music thing for a long time. I started singing at age 6 in the Presbyterian Church Choir. Let's jump ahead a little bit. I guess about 12 years ago, I was fortunate enough to meet my partner in life and in music and everything else, Steve Lucas. And at what was about almost 60, I think, when I wrote my first song. Such a long story how we got there. But he was just, you know, playing around with the guitar. He's a master guitarist, as everyone will hear soon, but just playing around with something. And I said, you know, I think I could put words to that. Long story short, I did. And now I can't even count how many you know, songs we've written together. The way we do it, you know, he writes this glorious music, records everything, and he emails it over to me. And we're in the same house, by the way. He emails it over, and I sit down, and I'm so inspired by the melodies, you know, that he puts down, that I just, these stories come out of me, and we've recorded, I don't know, 100?
Well, the vocal tunes, I think they're about 70 or 80, but there's hundreds of instrumentals, and the instrumentals are going into TV and movies and such.
Yeah, but so together, you know, we call ourselves the Positivity Duo when we're entertaining folks, you know, mostly. Well, we live in the middle of New Jersey. We entertain all through the state. Into New York, Pennsylvania. We're getting going to North Carolina now for something. You know, we're branching out. We're delighted to go basically anywhere. We just want to make people happy with the music. And, you know, in a nutshell, that's what we do. We like to keep it up and sing along. So sort of along the way, we just started calling ourselves the Positivity Duo instead of just the Pam and Steve Duo. We're also known sometimes as that as well. So we kind of have we have a wonderful time entertaining. So I started singing at age 8. Steve will talk about himself. He started playing the guitar at age 8. So got a bit of a history with this
so
music.
Steve,
thing.
Do you want to tell everybody about that, starting at age 8?
Yeah, I mean, I saw live music in my little old Italian neighborhood for the first time when I was 8 years old, and my parents told me, I sat there with my mouth open, you know, what is this? A live band. And there's music in my family on my mother's side. And after seeing this live group, they said, do you want to have guitar lessons? I said, sure. And they gave me my grandfather's guitar. And the fellas in the band are still friends to this day. And we come from a very close-knit neighborhood, dozens of people. We've known each other since, like, grammar school. But I always wanted to do music, and I always have done music. And so there's kind of two things. We do all of this recording stuff, and then we do these live performances. And sometimes we freelance with other groups, but mostly it's our duo. And the duo came from visiting with Pam's aunt, who was in an assisted living facility, and it was a very nice situation. And we did started doing some entertaining there as a duo. And then when her aunt passed, Pam said, I just want to keep doing this. And we did. And we're just busy, 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 busy. It's just grown exponentially. It slowed with COVID, but it hasn't disappeared. We do stuff in masks, or we do stuff at a distance, or, you know, whatever. And then in between, we do these recording projects, which is, I've always been kind of a tech head.
So I'm going to do something a little different here. I have a feeling this is going to be a really entertaining show, and I don't want to get lost in the sauce, so to speak. Tell everyone how they can get in touch with you so we don't forget to do that. Do that now.
Good idea.
Well, if you type in Pam Steve, P-A-M-M, two M's, P-A-M-M-S-T-E-V-E. You could type that in at SoundCloud. You could type that in for YouTube. You could type that in for Reverb Nation, and also on Facebook, of course, and you will find us. It's really pretty simple. Pam Steve, P-A-M-M-S-T-E-V-E. And, you know, through that, you'll find our phone numbers and emails. And I think it's just a lot easier to try to remember, you know.
Right.
So SoundCloud has two sections with the instrumental stuff that we do for media, and then it also has a section for the long version, the story songs, the songs that tell stories and such.
Okay. And then out at YouTube, we have a lot of, you know, just videos. We did some performances over the summer. We were asked to do some for Feeding America. We really enjoyed that. So we tried to do kind of a different theme. We always did different songs like every couple weeks. So anyway, we posted all of those out at YouTube under Positivity Duo. Those are a good way to easily find us, just put Positivity Duo when we pop up. And in another few days, we're going to be putting out a new holiday video too. We enjoy it with, you know, right here at home.
So I want to let everyone know that I've had the honor of hanging out with you guys personally. We've gotten to meet. We've gotten a hug. I mean, I just love you guys. And I want to say this, you know, what they're saying is true to who they are. They really are this positive, amazing, loving couple. And they really, truly, if you ever hung out with them, you'd be smiling the whole time. And I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying that because I don't just say things to say things. You would be smiling the whole time. They're awesome. He's a little more quiet, but she makes up for it, guys, okay? She makes up for it. And it's incredible hanging out with them. I just had to say that because I really mean that, and I love you guys.
And
thank
you. Right back at you.
We always have a great time.
Believe me. And, you know, during this whole COVID kind of, you know, crazy year that we've had, I mean, one of the bright spots has been along the way meeting you and getting to do all of these things, you know, right from home. We're so blessed, really, that we just managed to hook up with you and that we get to do things like this. So,
and that happened through our mutual friend, Bobby Valley, who's Frankie's brother.
Okay, yes, I was going to bring him up. So, God, tell everybody
Bobby's
about Bobby Valley.
A great singer, a great friend.
Yes, such a great guy. And, you know, and through him, we ended up, you know, being able to do this and and to meet you in person. Like you said, we get to actually meet up because we don't live too far from each other.
Right.
And I'm sure that's, you know, we'll be doing that again. And so new friendships, you know, some good things come out of this crazy rotten year. And this is certainly one. So we really appreciate it a lot. Believe me, we do.
So everyone out there, Bobby Valley is the brother of Frankie Valley, and Bobby Valley
look him
is an
up
incredible
on YouTube.
Singer. Yep, look him up on YouTube, and he sings a lot of songs, and most of his brothers as well, to keep his brother's music alive, and he's doing an incredible job. The guy is off the charts, and you know how I met him, guys? Through my Aunt Nancy. My Aunt Nancy lives in Staten Island, and she was friends with him, and she got him to call me so I could interview him. So that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all from that little neighborhood I'm talking about, kind of over near Newark Airport. There's this old Italian neighborhood called Silver Lake where the Four Seasons came from, where Connie Francis came from, where we all came from. And there's just this kind of ancient, old tradition of music and art and yeah, the Seasons came from here, of course, Bobby. And everybody has all stayed in touch over time.
That's the best part. It's like family. So you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we should play one of your songs.
Why not?
So,
great.
DJ Olasky, Our Honeybee, Hall of Famer. Yes, 2019. Enshrined, baby. He's our DJ Hall of Famer internationally. Would you play us a track?
Lady Lay Bonhomme Brulee, I'm just trying to let the good times roll. Wind your bum bum, jump up, jump back, spin it around, swing it low. And brothers and sisters, we all got the same desires. Sing out loud, my sons and daughters, raise the roof, but lend a hand. After all, it's a rainbow world. Champagne, bomb, bomb on the go. Joy de vivre, carnival. Throw your beads, drink the rum. A celebration, you gotta live your life, cause after all, it's a rainbow world.
Forget it. You just made my night.
It's a good tune to start with, isn't it?
I love it. Yeah. I like that one.
You know what? We're going to talk about that song, but we have a caller in queue. Let's take our caller first, and then we're going to talk about that song, okay?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, caller, state your name, please.
Am I on the air, Jerry?
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hello, caller.
How you doing? This is President Donald J. Trump. How you doing, Jerry?
Oh, President Trump, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just terrific. I want to say hello to Pam and Steve. How you doing? The positivity
duo.
Hey.
I just heard one of your tunes. I think you're absolutely fantastic. I was dancing myself here so hard that my hair was actually flying off. It was unbelievable.
Very funny.
And I just want to give, I think you do a terrific job what you do. You know, music, it's the entertainment of the soul. And I got to just say one thing. If anybody needs positivity thrown my way, it's me.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You're the positivity duo. You sound like a musical superhero duo.
Oh,
but I gotta say, God bless. I gotta say, God bless the both of you, and you both do a terrific job, and keep up the fantastic work.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much,
President Trump. Thank you for calling in. But I think you have a friend with you as well. I'd like to say hello to him. Is he with you?
Oh, my good friend Ralph. You mean?
Yes, yes. Is Ralph there?
Yeah, Ralph. Put Ralph on the phone right now. Ralph, you're on the air with Jerry. How you doing, Jerry?
Good, Ralph. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. I love your show. I love your guests. They are great.
Tell us when you have more.
Oh, you're welcome. Say that again, Jerry. I didn't catch the last
tell
thing you
everyone,
said.
Tell everyone who you are.
Oh, my name is Ralph Ippolito. I am a comic and impressionist, and I just finished my internship, and I will be starting my own show, I think, 3 weeks from this coming Monday, called the Ralph Ippolito Commentary. And it's a mixture of conversation of politics mixed with comedy and interacting back with callers. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it very much.
Right here on O&E. Ralph, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, and tell President Trump.
Thank you very much. You guys are great. Great talking to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow, you guys are very important. The president called for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, tell us about Rainbow World, because I love the song.
Okay. Thanks. And, well, you know, when you asked us for maybe two songs out of, you know, 80 or so, and I said the other day, it's like choosing your favorite children, you know, when you have a lot of kids.
Right.
It was almost impossible. But that one just came to mind. I mean, it for me, it was like coming right from my mom. So this one, my mother was born in 1915. That's 1915. And yet, you know, even being a woman of 1915, you know, era, she raised us kids in like a very, very inclusive environment. You know, back to the beginning of time, all I can remember is her saying, you know, we're going to make this house like a rainbow world. You know, people, everyone's invited here. Everybody could stay here. It was just a wonderful childhood. You know, she kind of, and I don't want to say that we were fancy folks because we were not by any means, just, you know, kind of regular people. My mother was kind of a stay at home mom. My dad, you know, had a decent job, but, you know, nothing fancy, but she used to kind of drive us around when we were little kids and said, look around you, because no matter where we go, and they actually took us all over the United States in a station wagon. We got to travel all together and they're cramped in this car. But anyway, she'd say, just look around, and all people really at the heart are the same. They just, you know, want to have a decent life. If they have children, they want those children to be happy, healthy children. No one is better, you know, or worse, you know, than anyone. We're basically all equal. So when I started writing it, you know, first of all, Steve gave me this wonderful music. And with that, I could hear her saying, you know, that the chorus part, you know, form a line, my friends, go around just one time. Help each other, brothers and sisters. We've all got the same desires. Sing out loud, my sons and daughters. Raise the roof, but lend a hand. After all, it's a rainbow world. And my mom's been gone for a very, very long time because she had me when she was 43 years old. So anyway, that's a whole other story. But I haven't had her. But I do remember my childhood. And it's like she was typing those words for me. That's really, for me, how the song came about, with that chorus part. And then I kind of just put all these verses in like a party thing, like thinking about like Luciano or, you know, Key West or Mardi Gras, like kind of a mishmash of, you know, of kind of fun times. But at the core, it's about an inclusive world, which, God, you know, we hope that we live in. I mean, it's just so important. I say in there, you know, gay or straight, you know, black, white, green, Martian green, you know, whatever. So in a nutshell, that's it. But to me, it's when you asked us for one song out of, you know, 80 songs, that one kind of jumped to the forefront for me because it's an important song to me.
You know, I want to just say something to you. I did not know that about your mom. Your mom was born in 1915. Is that what you said?
1915.
For your mother to have been born in 1915 and have had that attitude about all people are alike, That's exactly what makes mm-hmm. you so special, because when I met you, I knew there was something different about you. We had a station wagon. My father came from Italy, and I tell this all the time. He used to bring all his coworkers to our home. We had nothing either, but we didn't even know we had nothing. We had a little mm-hmm. pool, you know, like the stand-up pool. He would bring black, mm-hmm. white, gay, Spanish people to eat mm-hmm. in our home Sunday dinner and swim in our pool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this,
yep.
that, you know, I knew there was something special about you, but for your mom to have been born in 1915, you don't see that too much. So,
no,
God bless your mother.
I know. And actually, when she passed, it's funny because my sister's kind of a writer too, not really that big into music, although she can sing, but she doesn't do music. But she started out my mother's, I'll call it eulogy or write up. The very first line of what my sister wrote was, she was always a modern woman. And from
beautiful.
There, she went on and wrote this. I should share it with you. I should email
yep.
it to you. And it's really kind of like
me.
The story of her life and how she raised us. And to this
beautiful.
Day, I haven't had her for decades, but I hear her, you know, kind of pushing me on in everything
okay.
I do, and it comes through in a lot of these songs. So absolutely.
Okay, beautiful.
My...
Yep, email to me. We have another caller. You guys are very popular, baby.
Hello.
Hello, caller. State your name. Caller.
Hey.
All right.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hi.
You talking about me?
Yes.
Sounds like he's got a stuffy nose.
No, I you don't get a, you never get a stuffy nose in a rainbow world, you know? That don't happen. You know that. How you guys doing?
Good.
It's
that
me.
You, Rocky?
It's the Rock. Hey, it's so nice to hear you guys, eh? You
aww.
Made me smile. I'm sitting here, you know, me and Adrian, I'm sitting here with Cuff and Link and Buckus. And we're all sitting here listening to you guys sing. And you really sound
aww.
Good, huh?
Oh, thank you. And we love you. We really do love you. You're like so great. Thanks for calling, Rocky.
I didn't know you was talking. Go ahead. What?
Rocky, I love you, man. You know, you never let me down, man. I love you. Thank you for calling in. How's Adrian doing?
Adrian's doing pretty good, you know. She's getting ready, believe it or not, she's getting ready for Christmas.
Oh,
yeah,
wow, already?
Getting all the stuff out, you know, all the balls and the trees and the books and the leaves and all that. Hey, that kind of rhymes, huh?
Yo, oh, boy.
Yeah, she's doing good. You know, you need to make yourself feel better during this time. So what makes Adrian feel good is Christmas. So she's getting Christmas ready.
That's beautiful. So, Rocky,
yeah.
I want to thank you for calling in. But is your buddy John there with you?
Hold on, let me see. Hey, yo, John, you there? Wow, what do you want? Come on, Rock, I'm busy. What? Hello?
John?
Hello?
Hey,
yes.
Sweetheart, how are you?
Jerry, how you doing?
I'm good, baby. Tell everyone who you are.
This is John Monforto. I'm best known for being a good friend of Jerry Petito. Because she always has... Always has me on her radio show, and she's making me a global name. I mean, this is fabulous.
John Monforto is the man of many faces. I named him that.
Oh, yes, that's right. You know, it's funny,
that's
on radio,
right.
That doesn't help. You know?
Got a face for radio.
Who you are.
Exactly.
Tell them about the Rocky, the Philly Rocky, and tell them how to get in touch with
yes.
you. Come on, baby.
Well, yeah, one of the things that I do about 30 different voices and characters, and one of my big ones is that I am the official Rocky impersonator for the city of Philadelphia, and even more, I have been labeled as the mascot for the city.
Woo!
One of the things that entitles me to do is to help promote tourism. So when we were in a normal world, I would be flown out to different cities who were considering hosting an event in Philadelphia. So I would go there to, you know, one of their trade shows and just be Rocky and have fun with people and let them know, hey, you know, come to Philly, blah, blah, blah. And that's pretty cool. So that's where the Rocky comes from. And you can go to my website, you know, johnmonforto.com. You can go to any search engine, punch in John Monforto. There's video, there's audio, there's pictures, and say hi. And I'm not just Rocky, you know, because I did that. I don't know if you listened last night, but the Mummers in Philadelphia had a fundraiser. And because they're dying, they're not making any money, they're not working. And so they put on a global fundraiser, and they asked certain individuals to come out and perform. And they asked me to come out and sing. So I sang a couple songs, and I'm leaving. I get on the elevator, and there's a guy there. He says, wait a minute, you're the Rocky guy, right? I said, yeah. So why? He says, because I never knew you sang. Holy cow, Rock. He said, you got a new career already. I said, hey, I'm the singer first and Rocky second.
Oh, my gosh. You're a singer. You're an impersonator. You do the Godfather. You do Elvis. You do it all.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I don't know about all of it, but, you know, a lot of the characters I do, people don't even recognize because they're so old. Like, I'll do characters like, Walter Brennan and Humphrey Bogart and John Wayne. These are guys who are, you know, right at the end of that realm where people are like, who is that? You know, like the Beatles. You say the Beatles now, and people, the kids go, who? So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I never thought of that.
Yeah, but that's all right because my target audience are people my age. So, you know, if I'm doing a big one-man show, I usually have an audience full of seniors, and that's fine with me.
Well,
yeah,
I love you. I love you. Thank
love you
for
too.
Calling in for us.
Anything.
Yay,
for you,
thank you.
Thanks, John.
You're
we
welcome.
Look forward
it's great
to seeing
you guys.
Yeah, we miss you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, John. All right, baby. So you even had Rocky call in for you guys. The President Rocky. This is crazy, man. You know what? We're
going to
play another one of your songs. We have three of your songs we're going to play tonight. So we're going to play track two.
Great.
Here we go.
If ever I write a story, and I don't know what comes true, through the ins and outs and all the ups and downs, the story depends on you. Whenever I write a story, and I don't know what to do,
Incredible. Tell us about that song.
The way technology is today, you can collaborate with anybody anywhere. And that features a lot of some of the very, very best players in Nashville, Hall of Famers, and also a fellow from Vancouver, people from all over. You could do things with email and hard drives and send parts back and forth and such. And it's amazing that you could, you know, kind of in a way be in the same room with guys like Brent Mason or Wanda Vick or Steve Henson, Miles Black. These are all just top players that have worked for many top artists that, you know, we're talking about Grammy Awards and such and such. And now with computers, again, you could send parts back and forth and get in contact with people, and you can have the best of the best playing on your tunes. And I think that's what's allowed us to do things for TV and movies and such, because the tracks sound great. They're not synthetic. You know, they're real. There's real players, real people, real instruments, schooled musicians. And Pam can tell you more about the whole storyline.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
so,
girlfriend.
But when he was talking about, you know, the players that he just named off and all, and that's all well and good, and they're wonderful. And he just, right here in our studio at home, he makes this glorious music, so it's easy for me to write the words to. But what he doesn't say is, like that soaring solo on Rainbow World, but also on this one, the big solo, the guitar solo that you heard in the middle, was all Steve Lucas, too. So he mentions all the other players, but not himself. So I had to give a plug, because Steve Lucas is the most wonderful guitar player, and he's sitting right next to me here. But as far as this song, though, I also get some credit for writing the melody on this one, and I think I've only done that maybe, I think, 3 or 4 times now out of like 70 or 80 songs. But so the story on this one is Steve and I, we were, and we had the dog. We have this big old yellow Labrador Retriever. Anyway, he was with us, and a couple of years ago, we were driving through a park by where he grew up, by Newark, in that area, and it was beautiful. It's this place with these pink cherry blossoms. Cherry blossoms. So we're going along, and I said, Steve, hit that recording button. I'm writing a song, like, in my head. I had never, like, written a song before. I only write words to his glorious music. So he hit the button, and I said, and it goes like this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da So we went home, and sure enough, in a jiffy, he had that beautiful song made, and just based on that little ridiculous melody I gave him. And we've done that a few times. So that's the story of the story. And once he passed back to me this glorious track with the music on it, it just the words kind of just came out, you know, and it just turned into like a cool kind of a Nashville song. And it's one of my many favorites that we've written together.
You know, this is amazing listening to you guys talk about, like, even the technology with the music, like everything, but you just saying that, singing that little thing for him and he does what he does, like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
She uses the voice memo on the phone, you know?
Yeah.
We have another caller for you guys.
Oh,
so
good.
Let's take our next caller. Yep. Hello, caller.
Hi, do you hear me all right over there?
Yes, I do.
Am I coming in all right?
You're coming in all right.
Oh, is this Pam and Steve and Jerry that I'm listening to, the show that I just turned on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can I say a word or two? That's all, one or two, that's all I need. Okay, what I'd like to say is I like that song about story, because Pam and Steve, you are a story, and the whole world has a story. Me and Dean were a story, believe it or not. We were really two struggling entertainers. We got together, and we became the biggest story in entertainment. We paved the way. And I see that with your music there, that you two are together, and I like the name Positively Duo, because there was nobody positively in a duo like me and Dean. So I'm just like so happy that I came across and that.
So we're talking with Jerry. Is this Jerry?
You're talking with Jerry. Yeah, Jerry. You heard
Jerry.
Of me? You heard of
you've
me?
Been working.
Jerry, look. I've been. Oh, I always working. I've been working. I never stop working. I've been working since I've been working from day one. I always will work because it's a positive thing, right? You're positive. I'm
yep.
a duo. I was a duo, but there's a lot of duos in me. I got a lot of people in me. A lot of the Nutty Professor. I got Stanley. I got the Bellboy. So there's a lot of me in there. But I like this that what you said, the story, the music, because everybody has a story, and I think that's a very positive. You get it, positive. You be a positive. You do it. That's a very positive thing that you're doing. So I just wanted to call and say that was a very nice thing. It touched my heart.
Thank you.
Wow, I love you. I love you. I'm
so,
a big fan.
I don't even know, but I love you too. And what is too? I'm a musician too. I'm a drummer, percussionist. So I love music and I love the story.
So great. Jerry. Hi, yes. You know, I am so happy you called in. You know I'm a fan. I just love you.
That's nice. Yeah, I'm a fan too. You know that. And I was on this show, and I really, really appreciate that you gave me a story to tell my story.
So tell
so
everyone
really...
who you are, sweetheart. Tell everyone who you are.
Well, who I am, Angelo Capone, Jerry Lewis. I don't call myself an impersonator. I call myself a channel because – you talk about story. As I said on Jerry's show, my story was I took my disorder and I made it something out of my life. And
right.
It was Jerry Lewis because I was the character of Jerry Lewis. I wasn't Jerry the man. I was the character he played, and I was that very character as a child. And I took that and made it a positive thing and ran from my fears and brought positively something good to my life. So you guys.
Well, hey, are you related to Vito Facone?
No, but I know him. I know of him, and I was around him, but no, because my last name is Capone, like Big Al.
Oh, okay.
Capone. Yes, but I know Vito. Yes.
Okay.
So, Angelo, hang on. I love you. Thank you for calling, but hang on because I want to bring someone else on. Okay, to say hello. I want to bring on our honeybee, International 2019 Hall of Fame DJ, Brother O, Alasky. Come on.
Hey, but it's not Jerry Petito, but it's not Olasky. It's Odino boy. Hey, Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, you know, when I had a little bit of gin, you know how it is with Frankie and I, and we get a chance to do a little thing, you know, and you know, you still hate me over there, Jerry, you know, because, you know, I do my thing and you did yours, you know.
No,
old Dino
I don't know. I'm a happy fella. I like everybody. Don't worry. I like entertainment. Whoever's there, I go and we do it together.
Hey, Jerry. Remember the song we used to do back in 52? You know, when your eye hits you, you know, with a little piece of pie, that's amore. You want to sing that song?
That's
right
amore.
Now,
yeah, that's amore.
When your eye hits the sky, and the sky will lie, that's amore.
That's amore.
And double double do, you got a little Jew, her name is Jerry Pisito. Amore.
That's
bye,
amore.
Y'all. Oh, my God. I thought our honeybee was coming on. I didn't know Dean Martin was in the house. That was incredible. Thank you, baby. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling in.
Thank you having me, and I wish you guys well, and we'll get through this, and just keep pumping that music out, Steve and Tam, okay? Be well.
Oh, my gosh, that was hysterical. That was awesome. All right, I got to get my composure here. I did not expect that, okay? So,
wow.
All right. Oh, my gosh. So, Pam and Steve, let's play your third song.
All right.
Here we go.
Well, today was a total waste of makeup. As Mama said, it's always something. The phone is ringing, the toaster is singing. Hey, it's set on light. How did it burn? That old thing's funky. Woo, my legs are looking chunky. I should have checked out that gym. Big doggy needs a walk-in. Next time, bring a bigger baggie. Didn't that rescue place say that he'd be small? I know it's crazy. You know I love it. I wouldn't change a thing. Email poppin', boss says, get out your running shoes. Busy times are coming. We'll be a-hoppin'. I haven't seen a raise since the last election. But don't get me started on that. The phone keeps ringing, message line keeps blinking. Friends saying, hey, where you been? I know it's crazy, you know I love it. I wouldn't change a thing. Thingy. Car has a new dinghy, when you coming off? I know it's crazy, you know I love it. I wouldn't change a thing. Now I gotta run by the home, spreading good cheer to refrains of, now when will you be back? They give anything to hear a phone ringing, an email dinging, a puppy barking, a baby crying. You know they wouldn't change a thing. Ever feel like you need a good cloning or maybe a good scotch? Why does the good stuff have to be so bad? I know it's crazy, you know I love it. I wouldn't change a thing. I know it's crazy, you know I love it. I wouldn't change a thing.
Hey, did I miss that lottery thing again? Oh, whatever, I wouldn't change anything anyway.
Oh, my gosh. I love that song. So, listen, we're going to talk about that song, but let's bring on our fourth caller, okay?
Oh. Sure.
You guys are super popular. Hello, caller.
You know, I can pull a rabbit out of a hat, disappear.
Oh, baby.
And return like that. Because, Jerry, I'm the magic man. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. You're more than the magic man, baby. So, should I
man,
do the
this
honors?
Show here. Before
should
you
do
that,
honors?
please let me say something. Before you do that, let me say something to
okay.
your special
okay.
guest right now. You know, I can feel the vibes of such a lovely couple. I'm still really grinning from that first song because normally I'm a brown man, but when I heard the Marshall Green part, I like to fell over. that was classic. And for my opinion, that song should be viral if it isn't already.
That
is truly, truly unique, especially for this day and time. Thank you so much
but
for coming on and being.
Who are we talking to?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm the magic man. I'm not the guy that pulled rabbits out of hats, but I do a different type of magic.
Hey Jerry. Cha cha cha. It's Jerry the Magic, and I also told the Magic Man to say his real name on the screen. And don't Jerry and Pam and Steve, it's the Durancy boy. He's coming down the avenue. Cha 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 cha.
Oh my God!
Oh,
I see you. Oh,
this is
hilarious.
Magic Man, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing, man, you know what? I am enjoying this show. And once again, Jerry, you know, I give thanks to all in all that you managed to not only have a great support system, but your shows keep getting greater. I want to listen to the rest of the show, so I'm going to go ahead and get right to this. You know what I'm about to say, right?
I hope so.
You
Come
got
on.
Your fingers crossed.
Yes.
You got your fingers crossed. All right.
Yes.
Congratulations. International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito, on your O&E syndication station all-time connection record with your 41st all-time and personal best 11th consecutive. You are third all-time in the Hall of Champions. And, you know, I don't think the listening audience really, really know the half of just how far you have come. I can't personally thank you enough for being sent into the world to just, you know, not only make a serious come up and a serious comeback. I have always said to me, you are not only a real live Rocky, but, you know, your story is even better because it's still being written. You know, I love you with the heart and soul of me. Keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Well, wait, don't you dare go anywhere. First of all, I'm going to say the good part in a minute, but I want to laugh at you and say to Pam and Steve, who don't know this, that this is Clubber Lang, okay? This is Clubber Lang. Magic Man is Clubber Lang, and I'm Rocco. And John Monforto came on and kicked his butt as Rocky for me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it was a great, great night. But I want to tell everyone who Magic Man really is. Magic Man is Huni Bakatun, and he has, of course, an incredible show on O&E. But in December, he will be enshrined into the 2020 Internet International Hall of Fame for radio show hosts. So he's not only a fellow brother radio host of mine, he's also going to be in the Hall of Fame with us now.
Amazing.
So I am so happy for him, and he so deserves this, guys.
Yay.
Hey, Jerry, Yay. Babe. Jerry, babe, and Pam and Steve, babe. This is Sammy. And I want to say something to, you know, my man, you know, my main man, Huni Bakatun. You know, he calls himself the Magic Man. Chicken, 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 did I say? Who can make the sunrise? Sprinkle it
Who
with dew. I know
make
everything the Magic Man do, the Candy Man. Cut a peace and blessings.
I know you do. You know what? Let me get out of the way. But again, I'm really, really enjoying this show. I can't wait to, when this show is over, I'm going to quickly download it. That's the great thing I love about being up here on Blog Talk in the digital age. We get it right away, hot off the press, y'all. Love you, Jerry.
So, I love you, too. And thank you. Thank you. So,
thanks.
Pam and Steve, I want to thank you guys. You guys helped bring me to this champion, okay, this championship tonight, all right? And I can only tell you this. We're well over 2.5 million listeners, so I'll have the number tonight, okay?
Amazing.
So having said that, guys, we have another special caller in queue. This is crazy. Ooh. Let's bring on our caller. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
Larry Chance.
Larry Chance from the Earls. That Larry Chance, huh?
What?
The Chance.
Yay.
Someone really loved you. Guess who? Guess who? Oh. It's me.
Larry, you and I have a big mutual friend.
Who's we
that? Do. Chuck Marizzo.
Chuck's in my member of the Earls.
Hell yes. I've known Chuck since I was a little kid. I used to ride my bicycle with my broken parts that he would fix at his electronics store.
Well, that's not my fault.
Very funny.
No, Chuck's a good guy. He's been a member of the Earls, I don't know, for about 15 years now.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you guys on, I don't know, Channel 13 and all that stuff, TV stuff.
I was so cute, didn't I?
Well, we met in Pennsylvania with Bobby Valley and JT Carter.
We did. I know where that was. Eddie V's fundraiser.
Yeah, we were all working with Bobby that night. Pam and I were with Bobby and JT.
Yeah, that was a nice affair.
Yeah, terrific.
I have something to say to you, Larry.
Shoot.
I have to say how much I love you, how much I'm thanking you for calling in tonight, because in March, on my birthday, March 7th, after interviewing you a couple times, I finally got to meet and hug you, and I'll never forget that night.
You give
never.
Good huggage.
It was great.
Yeah,
huggage.
Great huggage.
And, you know, Larry Chance and the Earls, the song Remember Then. Remember, remember, remember. I'm a terrible singer. I don't want to ruin it. But Remember Then Radio named their network, their station, after that song. And that's how I got to meet Larry, through Barb and Steve from Remember Then Radio. And I'll never, ever forget that.
Well, you're very a specialist,
cool.
for they. You're
very
a special
cool.
lady, and they're a special couple, honest to God.
I love you. Steve, were you saying something?
No, no, no. Just listening to Larry, and thank
yeah.
you very much
oh.
for the very nice.
Oh, okay.
For calling in, and it was nice to hear him sing. I'd like to hear him sing some more.
Larry, could you just sing us like your couple of lines of Remember Then?
That yeah. night we fell in love beneath the stars above. That was a lovely summer night. Remember then.
Guys, you heard it here on the Jerry Pitito Show on O&E, Beverly Nation, Larry Chance from the Earls, okay? Larry, hang on a minute because we have a special guest that would like to come on and say hello. Hang on, Larry.
Well, first of all, there is a fraud among us. Of course, I have been with Jerry many different times, and I just left ABC. It's your boy, Oleg Cassell. Hey, fraud, how you feel? You know you're from New York. You're not from Jersey. First of all, I was there that night in June in 19 when you whooped Pony Pocatoon out of his Magic Man shoes. Of course, Pam and Steve, we heard you. You were more than meticulous and truculent on your microphone. We love you, the positive duo. Larry Chance is a true person. He's an American. Jerry, you're a fraud. And everybody that listens to this show, yes, she got a championship once again. But she has people. Sometimes they call in just to hear Jerry Pitito. I tell you that everything that she stands for is also good. Because why? She stands as a jewel. Why? She knows people. Why? I don't know why. But I do know this. A winning dynasty is fantastic. And Jerry Pitito, I hate you. Good night, America.
Oh, my God. The next show has gone really over the top, okay?
Also, folks, we do have a caller on the line. Hey, wait a minute. We have another caller, Pam and Steve. I don't even talk to Jerry, Larry Chan. She makes me sick. But we do have another caller on the line. This woman here is trying to work, is almost maybe equal or greater than Jerry Pitito. I sometimes call her. She's so tired. She calls her, huh, what you need? You good? Oh, yeah, I say Angie. Sometimes you're tired. What do you want? Okay. All right. Well, I got it already in control. Don't you know I already do it? You're from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But she's on the phone. O&E Dynasty Commissioner. And this woman works more harder than a Jamaican in a restaurant. Angela Thomas, next time she say something.
Oh, my God.
Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Jerry. Oh, my God, Jerry, what you got going on, Jerry?
How are you, sweetheart? Say hello to Pam and Steve.
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying you guys. Oh, my God. How y'all let
Thank
Jerry
you.
Talk y'all into this?
Glad.
Oh, my God. I've been over here just bawling in stitches laughing. Y'all are so funny. I mean, just the time that we're living in, just to be able to laugh and to be able to just enjoy one another and not be looking at all the stuff around us, just to be able to just laugh and let it out. I mean, that was just refreshing to me. I've been interviewing all day, Jerry, so it's just like just hearing people's journey and just hearing their story, sometimes it can wear you down.
Yes.
And just sitting here listening to y'all and just listening to her story about her mom, you know, it took me back to some of the things that my mom used to instill in me. So I thank you for sharing that story. But I tell you, I have truly enjoyed listening to you guys tonight and all of your guests, Jerry. I tell you, I have enjoyed this. I'm upset with Hooney, though, because he always come on and sang to you. You always be song to, but I'm still waiting on my song.
Okay, well, he better sing to you or I'm going to get rocky after him again. So before you go,
I love you, Jerry.
I love you, too, but I want to say, don't you go anywhere yet. First of all, you're going to tell everyone who you are and when your show is, but I want to say something about you first, okay? Pam and Steve, I want you to really, really meet Angela. When we talk privately, I'll tell you her story. Her story is out there, so it's not like I'm, you know, her story is out there. And for her to have come this far from her story, you will never believe it. She is a queen, okay? I got the championship crown tonight, but tomorrow night is her show, right? Your show's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
And I promise you I will be passing the crown to her. She breaks my championships all the time, and she deserves it, and I love passing my crown to her. This woman is incredible. She has featured me in her magazines. I'm going to be on the cover of one of her magazines. She's had my poems in her magazines. This woman is a true hero. Now tell everyone about your show, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. So my show is Walking Purpose with Angela. And I'm on tomorrow night, 9:30. Tune in tomorrow night right here on O&E Dynasty, Damon Network, right here.
Yes, to hear me pass the crown. Trust me, I will. So thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Thank you.
And send me that email with questions. I don't have it yet, and I'll send you the info you need. And I love you, and thank you for calling in. And Pam and Steve, we have another caller. Let's bring them on. I have no idea. Hello, caller.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on today? How you living, Jerry? But
things are about to get real, okay? You guys haven't heard nothing yet. Hi, sweet pea.
Oh, my gosh. I'm listening, right? I'm cracking up. You got Howard Cosell. You got, what's his name, Sammy Davis Jr. I'm waiting for Jason Star Command to jump on. You know what I'm saying? Brother O.E. that has some great drugs. You know what I mean? Or he's going to plant some seeds tonight. You know what I mean? His wife going to have problems because he got all types of people inside him tonight. So he's going to have another kid. You know, hey, go ahead, brother. Oh, keep it going, buddy. You know what I'm talking about, Jerry. Hokey pokey, turn yourself around. Doo-doo. Going to put it on you. Ooh. God, this boy crazy. I thought I said, man, what? Okay, now we see. But, yo, congratulations, girl.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm looking at Pam and Steve. I'm like, they got that new song they was probably playing back in the day, Together Forever, Run DMC, and we jumping in another. I'm like, y'all, look at them. Music sounding nice and crisp and clear. You know what? Y'all better than last year. Go ahead with y'all sales. What? Get that.
Oh, my gosh. Pam
so,
and
hey,
Steve,
Pam,
you have to know who this character is. Okay? First of all, I'm going to let him tell you who he is, but he is also, he's a comedian, he's an actor, he's a radio show host. The guy is off the chart, okay? Tell them who you are, sweetheart.
Well, how you doing? I'm Will of God. Some people call me Chill because I'm a DJ sometimes, for real. And, you know, I'm a problem, but I'm a problem in a good way. And I just, you know, I'm loving what I'm hearing. And I just can't wait for y'all. Y'all going to do another album soon or something since we got this lockdown coming on soon? Like, y'all got a lot of time to get down.
Well, yeah. I mean, we certainly have enough for a bunch of albums, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to hear some stuff, I mean, if the music has been on Mama June and Honey Boo Boo. Have you seen those shows? She's very popular. And it's been on Netflix with the 50th anniversary of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In with Jay Leno. Mm-hmm. And we've done background tracks for E! News. And
Very Cavallari.
Very Cavallari show. Yeah, there's a lot going on. So it's if you go to SoundCloud and you look up Pam Steve, PammSteve, you'll see two sections. One section with the instrumentals, that's predominantly TV and movies, and then the other section with Pam's story songs. And then I think, given the work we've been doing through COVID, going to be something coming up in the spring that we can't really talk about right now, but if Jerry will have us back, we have a whole COVID thing that was going on that's really super interesting and exciting, and something that kind of came to us out of the blue, and one thing led to another, and due to non-disclosure agreements, and where the company wants to control all the advertising and such, you know, we pledge not to talk about it until they give the okay and they start doing all the media. But we got a really interesting, cool, fun project that really, I think it's safe to say everyone knows the name. Like when we tell you what it is, you'll go, oh yeah, you know, I know that, I've seen that, whatever. And so we're going to just leave that out there dangling a little bit, that when you hear from us again with Jerry, we'll have some new, fresh stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that's for sure. Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. I love you. I want you to tell everyone, wait, when your show is, and then tell everyone the name of that sitcom that I discovered you on from Brother O.
Oh, God. All right. Well, first of all, thank y'all, because y'all really are, you know, tapping into an essence. And people out there, this corona situation, like, try not to become depressed. I mean, they have some uplifting music. And if you are capable of doing anything, try to create some music that brings some positive nature into your essence of life, because they're trying to dumb us down, they're trying to lower us down, they're trying to change us to something else that we didn't want to be. And I tell you right now, ain't nothing like being free. So figure that one out yourself. But I go on every fourth Friday, and it's called Too Thorough. And the show that I was on, if you go on YouTube and you pull up the promo, The Crazies. That was the name of the show.
Crazies.
It was on called The Crazies. Yeah, and if you go on YouTube, just pull up the promo The Crazies. And if you want to see me and my other stuff, go on YouTube and pull up number two Will of God, no spaces, just two Will of God. And you see me doing my new Eagles chant. If you want to see me sing, go to YouTube and pull up DJ Space Chill 322. And then you'll see me on Spontaneous TV doing all types of stuff. But yeah, I'll be on Friday. My next topic is going to be Who's Next? Wake Up America. And I have a special guest coming on. So if the America needs to wake up, because right now we're distraught and we're being fooled around like we're on a little string. And I guess everybody's life ain't worth nothing but a piece of dirt. So I'm going to change that situation. But
all
yeah,
right.
I love y'all. And Pam, before I go, how long y'all been in love, boy? Because y'all got serious love.
you love him. With each other?
Right.
No. So I met Steve at the tender age of 50, 5-0. So that's been, I guess, about 12 years now.
Yeah,
we've been together.
Yep.
But yeah, it wasn't exactly one of those childhood sweetheart things, you know what I mean? But better late than never. So yeah, I met him when I was 50, and we've been really, really having a fun time, an interesting time ever since. He didn't even get to talk about, you know, the people that he's worked with that I in turn have been able to meet and work with, you know, in the New York area. So I'm real fortunate to meet him. But we've been having a lot of fun, yes, for a little while.
So I love Will of God. Thank you, sweetheart. And you got to check out The Crazies. I'm not kidding you. We have another caller. This is crazy.
No.
Caller? Yes, we do. Caller, hello. State your name.
Is this Jerry Pitino?
Yes.
You have another American president right here talking to you. I believe the greatest American president, Pam and Steve. How are you?
Oh, very
hello.
Good.
This is Richard Milhouse Nixon.
There we go.
Richard Milhouse Nixon, and I want to say to all the American people tonight that this show has been outstanding. And to comment on Will of God, who is crazy as he must be, no, there is no drugs being on O&E Dynasty. No, this is a great communication here. This is creativity at its best. A lot of times people don't understand the mental capacity of naturalism. Pam and Steve, you understand the silent majority. The silent majority of people that want to be able to sing. And my presidency, even though I had my situations with Vietnam and all those things, you understand positivity. Steve, what do you have to say to me at this time? The greatest president ever lived.
If I was silent, I wouldn't be making music. And in fact, I remember your appearance on Laugh-In that we were just talking about.
Wait a minute. Sometimes you can hear yourself without being able to speak. It's in your mind there, Steve. You and Pam have created mind play. And that's what I love. Jerry Pitino, fellow Republican, I love you. And we love you here. And we know that people say that your president is a crook. But I'm not a crook. And that guy, that bald-headed blind man that is Oladele Ngozi, has been here for us. And he will continue to spread the American eagle around the world. I will believe it, and I will say it. O&E Dynasty is fantastic. Back to this Hall of Famer, Geraldine.
Thank you, former president, the greatest president ever, for calling in. Thank you. Pam and Steve, what do you want to say? We may get another caller, I'm not sure, but let's give you some time now. What else would you like to say to everybody out there?
We're available.
There you go.
Yes, tell everyone.
No, I don't know. I think I said before, we live in the middle of the state of New Jersey, but that doesn't mean necessarily we have to stay here all the time, right? So yeah. we're having right. a ball entertaining folks in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania,
New York.
We're heading to North Carolina for something coming up, and you know we're probably gonna when we finally all of us get through this whole COVID time, you know maybe we'll be branching out a bit. We're certainly our music is available. Steve mentioned we have some, we've been lucky to, you know, and fortunate to get some of our stuff in some background for some TV shows and a big project coming up. And, but we like to entertain folks. So if anybody's got, a restaurant and, when we get into better times or like want to have a wedding or, whatever, we're available. And I think we mentioned kind of how to get in touch with us, either through Facebook,
SoundCloud,
yeah, YouTube.
Pam, PAMMSTEVE, Pam and Steve, Pam with two M's. And you pop that in and we're going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Search that and we'll be there.
And we would just be happy for people that are kind of, in right now and look at some things. So just go out and put in Positivity Duo.
Yeah.
Type that in YouTube. And as I mentioned, we have a brand new video we're going to come out with next week for the holiday. We just have fun and it's a way for people to get to know us. And we're certainly always happy to hear from other people, whatever they might be working on or maybe some people, they send us requests for songs and then we go out and make a recording or a video or just get in touch.
Yeah, we've been commissioned for a number of little projects like that.
Yeah, even if it's just like a personalized video or, a wedding or whatever it is. We're just available and enjoying, and looking forward to a better year, everybody. Let next year. Please. Please, God. Right.
Well, I want to say thank you to both of you.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Because, listen, we all needed tonight's show. We all needed to laugh. I did not expect it to be this incredibly funny and great. And I expected it to be great, but not this great. Okay? And we all needed this tonight. So you have put a smile on so many people's faces tonight, guys.
And I can't thank you enough.
Well,
in regards to Larry Chance, it was great to talk with him again.
Wonderful.
Yes. And Bobby Valley messaged me.
Yeah.
He wanted me to say hello to you guys because he couldn't call in. I forgot to tell you. I didn't want to forget that. Bobby Valley said to say hello. So just message him tonight and let him know that I said hello on the air for you, okay?
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to see him later this week, as
yes,
a matter
we
of fact.
Are.
So, for sure.
So let him know
absolutely.
You gave him a shout out. I said hello and we talked about him.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Okay.
Great.
So having said all that, I want to thank all my listeners out there. I mean, what a show. Thank you to all my callers. And again, thank you to Pam and Steve for helping me break this incredible record. Thank you to Magic Man for calling in with that incredible news. So, guys, here we go. It's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, Pam and Steve, I want to thank you so much for being part of this program. A lot of times I don't get a chance to be able to just have fun and just let loose. We had a lot of great impersonators tonight, you know what I mean? And it's just wonderful for you guys to be able to come on and be a part of what we do at O&E. We save lives. And our ministry comes to, 40 different type of entities and internet. You know, over 2 million and counting, you know, beyond getting close to 3 million listeners, right? And we're humble about just the one listener. We want to make an ability to be able to touch that one person that listens to O&E Dynasty, because they all come together. You can say, oh, we have 10 million listeners, right, Pam and Steve? But it takes one person to call. That one person
sure.
that we care about.
Yeah.
That's what we're about in O&E Dynasty. I remember when we first started with Beverly Nation, we had only 117 people. And Ricky Jones and I started with Halcyon Days. Right, Jerry Petito, we had 17 people. So, and I always think about that, and I'm always humble about that, because we have to do the work. You know, this is a mentorship for our hosts. And I always tell Jerry all the time. Jerry does 5 different networks, six, you know what I mean? You know, same as Angela Thomas Smith, our commissioner. You know, it's amazing, you know, what they do on a constant basis, just the work and wanting to work for the people. You know, that's key. When you are songwriters and you are performers, you know, you're giving the essence of yourself. You know, I got a chance to listen to these shows, you know, to these different shows that you did on YouTube and the songs you've done, Pam and Steve. I'm proud of you guys because you have such light and love. In your lyrics, it's just wonderful. It's just it's here. A child and a elder could still love that song. Our music, mm-hmm. You know, as a DJ, mm-hmm. I love playing good music. And Pam and Steve, we approve your message.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
And we enjoy the variety. I mean, the audiences are always very different. The people that we play with are very different. And, you know, it might be rock, it might be jazz, and it might be country, whatever. And it's a pleasure to be able to do that and touch a few people.
Definitely.
No, so that's the key. You know, O&E saves lives. Congratulations to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Enshrinee for the class of 2019. My twin sister, going in the same year. The Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito, with a 41st all-time and personal best 11th consecutive. Outstanding job from a young lady who's a fraud from New York. Now, of course, tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we have Angela, and she is walking in her purpose, y'all. And sometimes I always tease her about that, and I say, oh, my God, oh, Jerry, I'm walking in my purpose, world. She's going to kill me. Walking in purpose with Angela tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard on these O&E stations. And, of course, the historic Beverly Nation has advertising to O&E. Which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise. He reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at bevnet.com. We're Ngozi Time on Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+, Oladele Malaya Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Jerry Petito Show, as well as Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. on the day my mom translated into another world. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay day lay. Donnie goes both my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay Wingos. He's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Hey, Ezra, don't kill me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, oh, my God, I'm walking in my purpose. All right. Right now we come back to, oh, my God, it's me. Hey, Pam C, it's me, Jerry Vecito. And I think I only got like 3 minutes left on my program. Oh, my God. I love you.
So, everybody, I'm going to read my poem. It's called The Jerry Petito Show. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise with me you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online talks you radio make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then. Their station is named after now. Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements. It's true. You won't believe this. I swear to you it's true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame along with Brother O. Who knew? What a ride this really has been. Can't wait to hear Brother O and I win. But even if it don't happen, being nominated created clapping. Oh, my God. We got that call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I made it. We were inducted in. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, internet radio host for me. Ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. So check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. But a lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, and in time this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Just an ass.
And in time this too shall pass.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass.
Jerry Petito taught the class.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass.
Loves the answer, the greener grass.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass.
One day at a time, free at last.